Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The home of Paul and Marilyn Huper, the owners of the Homer Inn and Spa, was raided by FBI agents on Wednesday. Through social media, they state the 12 agents showed up at the home, interrogated them, and searched their house. The Hupers confirmed that they were in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, rallying in support of then-President Donald Trump. The FBI reportedly showed up to the Homer residence looking for Nancy Pelosi's laptop, allegedly taken from the night of the insurrection. In speaking to KSRM's The Bird's Eye View, Paul Huper said,
"They had somehow dug those up out of my Instagram file, which I guess they've got the right to. I get that. And they showed me, is this you here? I'm like, yeah, that's me. And is this your wife in front of you? And yeah, that's my wife. She's just walking up the Capitol steps, but we're still, 100 yards away from the front of the Capitol."
So they had pictures of you going up the steps?
Yes, okay. Of Marilyn, and I took a picture of her going up the steps, which I had posted. So the next picture is shown of a woman inside of the Capitol, and they're like, okay, is this your wife? I'm like, no, she's got hot, sexy leather boots on. I kind of like those. Maybe I'll have to see if she can get me a pair. But I'm like, no, that's not my wife. And then they said, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, we didn't even go inside the building. Then I started to kind of understand what the process was, what they were looking for. Again, the case of mistaken identity.
Marilyn Huper details her encounter with the FBI Wednesday morning.
Our bedroom is blacked out because that's the way we sleep in Alaska. And they woke us up. We're late risers. Or they actually told us that they had come by at 7 and knocked, but nobody responded. So they went to breakfast and then came back. And nobody knocked, so they broke the door open and then drew guns and came in and as Paul said, called us out of our rooms and handcuffed us.
The FBI Anchorage field office confirmed to KSRM.
On April 28th, yesterday, the FBI was conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity at the location that you're asking me about.
The entire interview can be found at RadioKenai.com. A telecom outage disrupts internet access and temporarily knocks out 911 service in Juneau. This according to the Anchorage Daily News. It happened in Alaska's capital city Thursday afternoon and continued to disrupt service well into the evening. Company spokeswoman Heather Cavanaugh with Alaska Communications said they identified that the outage is tied to an issue with one of their two subsea fiber optic cables. They are working to reroute traffic as quickly as possible, isolate the issue, and restore service. According to what she said, they have crews mobilized and will work around the clock until the service is restored. The Juneau Police Department posted a message on social media Thursday saying that its phone lines were down because of the problem and anyone with an emergency should call an alternate number instead of 911. The city and borough of Juneau said shortly before 2:30 p.m. that 911 service had been restored. Local schools there were affected with phones and internet outages across the district. At the state capitol, lawmakers and staff were unable to access information online, causing several committees to cancel afternoon meetings. The state legislature's website also was knocked offline for a majority of the afternoon and didn't get restored till 8 p.m. last night. The House Finance Committee, considering the state operating budget, was briefly delayed before resuming work at 2:20 p.m. Lawmakers there continued to work well into the evening. GCI and Alaska Communications formerly operated a joint cell phone network, and those customers who use equipment from that legacy.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.